everyone, welcome to my channel. I am Dr. D. I am going to show you how to make vegan gluten-free burgers today, as well as a loaf. So we can do different things. So I want to show you the mixture. I want to show you some of the ingredients that I prepared ahead of time. I chopped some celery. I chopped some onions. I have a cilantro dressing that is made. I have the Alf chickpeas, liquid chickpeas. I have some almonds, some carrots, some gluten-free flour mixed with masa. I have my different seasonings. This is garlic powder. This is cumin. This is cilantro. This is a curry base. This is parsley for color. And this is cayenne pepper mixed with chili powder. So I wanted to give it a little kick. Also, I have my romaine lettuce. These are for my gluten-free friends. We're going to make it like a lettuce wrap. So let's begin. So what I need to do is to take the aqua fava, they call it chickpea water, and I'm going to put it in the Vitamixer, and we are going to make a white, like egg whites consistency to mix in with the burgers. So it might be quite noisy. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Might be quite noisy, so I want to get you prepared for what I'm doing because it's going to be a little bit loud. So I'm going to pause the video and we're going to do this.
Look, I know you can edit it out because she's already bothered.
Okay, want it a little bit clunky. All right, that's a little bit left over for later. Don't want to have too much. And then what I like to do is I like to add my carrots. Okay. I like to add my onions. Okay. I like to add my celery. I'm gonna add this celery. And then I'm going to swirl it, chunk it up a little bit and get it all kind of, and then I'm gonna add the almonds next for that crunch. So let's begin. Start off low and turn it on. And see how it comes together? It's just nice. And I just wanted a little chunk because I don't want it completely smooth, because that's like baby food. So for added crunch, I am going to add, I'm going to add the aqua fava. Let's see, to keep it together. Also to add the almonds. I keep saying walnuts. So maybe I'll try with walnuts next time and see how it comes out. So, and I forgot to add to you, let you know, ladies and gentlemen, what I actually also do is that I soak my almonds or my nuts. My almonds, I soak for at least for an hour, which is really good. Reason you do that is for the enzymes and the walnuts. And also, it's very harsh on your stomach.
and that's not what we want.
So what I am going to add is also a little bit of extra virgin cold pressed olive oil. That's it. Not that much. And also, gonna add in the seasonings. Chickpea got in there. Okay, from the beginning of the video. Gonna add everything in there. And then, as I say, au revoir, let's blend together. Or, what I should do is, you know what I mean? Maybe give it a little bit of help. And off to the races we go. Supposed to be showing me too. So, gonna put this in a bowl and we're gonna mix with a little bit of flour and then we're gonna fry. Okay, now you let them cook until they get golden brown on both sides. Okay, I'm gonna put it, like I said, for all my gluten-free friends, which seems to be a lot nowadays in here. I'm gonna put it right there. Oops, dropped out of my hand. Say it wanted to jump on the plate. How's that? And there we go. Look how beautiful they look. Just put them on a bed of lettuce. I'm gonna flip that around. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, and now I'm gonna have this one looking nice and beautiful. And put it on there. Now, you can add any condiment that you want. You can have some chopped up carrots with daikon, daikon vegetable, pickled or not, that with mint leaf, that's Viennese style. If you want to go Mediterranean, what you can do is add like a vegan yogurt with some cumin, some coriander, a little bit of turmeric and garlic and onions and slather it over there. If you want to go Asian style, we can take this mixture and what we can do is make a teriyaki sauce with ginger, sesame seed oil, and shashu, which is a mushroom base, not soy sauce, but it's like that. And then if you want to go American, just add mayonnaise, pickles, onions, lettuce, and relish, and wrap it up. So, I am Dr. D, and I hope you enjoyed this video. If you would like to subscribe, please push the subscribe button. And if you would like to get notifications, there's a bell at the top to know when my next video is going to be out. Please go there and push notification. Also, these recipes can be found in my book called It's Vegan and It Tastes Good. You can go to my site, drdmedphysician.com, and that way you will find them. I hope to see you soon. It's been a pleasure. Good eatings.